T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. Good morning to you, sir.
John, good morning to you. And I hope everybody is doing well. And it seems sort of peculiar when we say that now with so much talk about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
When people ask you how you are, we take that for granted here in the United States that we don't really mean it when we ask that question. But maybe that'll take on a different tone when we look around the globe right now.
And it's slowing down their use of oil because I guess entire cities in China have been quarantined. So,
there's a
real marked influence on world markets and consumption.
Sure. And we're seeing that not just in oil. I mean, because you've got a couple of phenomena going on. First, the United States now has gotten so proficient in producing oil and producing it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper virtually every day almost now, that we did get the oil inventories yesterday and natural gas inventories. And of course, natural gas inventories will be out today, but oil inventories are at very, very high levels right now. And so that's going to slow down production here. And then you do have some global demand that's waning, just as people, particularly in China, very large and very fast growing economy, are moving around less. And just like here in the United States, that means less need for gasoline and aviation fuel, all those sort of things. Is there a good sign for that being country-centric, if you will, John? Sure, it's because it's keeping oil prices really low here, keeping gasoline prices low here. And from what I can judge, when I look around, Americans are taking advantage of that because we're still very active. So, yeah, is there some struggles, I will say, and will we see some additional slowdowns in the economy? Certainly we will around the globe if this continues in China, John. But markets are largely telling us that they believe this is a short-term phenomenon. And when you talk to analysts all around this country and all around the world, they'll tell you that. They're pricing in relatively short-term disruptions to some potential earnings with companies that have global-scale businesses. But they're pricing it through this quarter and maybe early into the second quarter. But markets are telling us they believe there will be a back to usual, back to growth, and that's why you're seeing markets at all-time highs. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all hit all-time highs yesterday. Now we have a little bit of profit-taking that's going to happen today, John. Right now I'm looking the Dow would open down a couple hundred points, and we're citing mostly just things that you talked about, the coronavirus, and we're seeing some increased numbers being reported. Now, that's largely because they're doing more and faster, better testing. So I don't know, it's a really different result. We just now know better where we stand. But, John, we talk about this all the time. When markets have really nice, almost meteoric runs, even if they're only over 6, 7, 8 days like we've had,
right,
there's going to be an excuse for some profit taking.
Yeah, yeah.
And the coronavirus may be a good excuse, but it is the excuse nonetheless. I can just about assure you if the markets were sitting at all-time lows right now, if we were coming out of a 2009 kind of situation and the news about the coronavirus broke, it would be just as important news and a human factor,
sure,
but it would,
yeah,
have no impact on the markets.
Yeah.
So when you're at these levels, you're going to be more sensitive to things that will give you an excuse to take a profit.
Yeah. Well, important to put it in perspective. I mean, I think that's, with all your years doing this, that's one of the things you bring to the table, is it's not just speculation. It's
and John, 5 years
the
from now, 10 years from now,
yeah,
when we look back at time periods in the market, if we see a little blip, it's going to be hard to, we won't even remember what coronavirus was.
Just right.
Like we don't,
right,
remember the blip in the barcode with Ebola when it came out.
Yeah. Good point. So Mike
Lavery.
We're
going to ride through this one. As long as the economy stays strong, then we're going to be in good shape. So, but I feel for everybody out there that's being impacted by coronavirus.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You have a great day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.